game. All right, so you had standing room only last night. Our Brett Bloom was there, the St. Louis County Council Chambers, where you had opponents of this proposed 40-acre ice hockey complex at Creve Coeur Lake Park. A bunch of people signed up to speak, and here's what Brett found out, why they were mad about this.
All of these folks right here go to this park every year. Some of them go every day, and they don't want to see this park damaged and changed.
The county has 335,000 acres of land, but you guys are telling us, and the proponents of this project are telling us, this is the only spot that this can go, 40 acres in Creve Coeur Park.
Sadly, county officials are not being honest with the St. Louis community about the construction currently underway at Creve Coeur Lake Memorial Park.
I can tell you that a lot of us on the council are pretty upset with the explanation we got for what was happening at Creve Coeur Park. And we're going to be digging into this.
All right, I believe that was Sam Page who made those comments. I have Patrick Quinn on the Quiver River Electric Celebrity Guest Line this afternoon. The St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation is his group backing this 40-acre ice complex. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you doing today?
One question as we get started here. Describe, I know Creve Coeur Park, and I think a lot of people know I ride my bike from out there by the lake house quite often. But describe exactly where this site is in relation to the entrances to the park.
Sure, Mark. And I probably passed you out on that bike path someday, trying to catch a refill on the water bottle right there at that corner of the park.
Probably did, yeah.
So right there at the intersection of 141 or the Maryland Heights Expressway and Marine Avenue is the entrance, right to what I would consider kind of the northeast corner of the park, and an area that is adjacent to that traffic area of 141. Prior to getting into the actual aspects of the park that a lot of us enjoy, and nowhere near the killer hill that we try and cycle up to get ourselves out of Creve Coeur.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. So this comment by one of the opponents, I think his name was Ted Heiselet, look, you have 335 acres of land in the county, and this is the only spot this can go. How would you respond to somebody like that?
Well, I would tell anyone that's out listening today or anyone in our community that this is about parks and recreation. And, ice centers and ice sports are central to parks, everywhere across our country. And right here in St. Louis, we've got Steinberg, Clayton, Queenie Park, Kirkwood, Webster Groves, South County Park. We want to try and tie in all of our recreational activities so that everyone can be served, regardless of which type of recreational activity they like to have. So why not be in a park? And, the other part is there's a lot of siblings and parents that are involved in the sport of ice hockey, figure skating, synchronized skating, speed skating, that aren't out on the ice with those folks. So it's great to get them outside and have them have something to do by being able to use our park system while their family is enjoying a different recreational activity.
What is your interpretation of the main thrust of the opponents here? Is this a NIMBY situation, not in my backyard primarily?
Well, I would hate to characterize it as a NIMBY thing. I think it's just maybe not offering up a full appreciation that everyone's from this community. And the organization that I represent is a not-for-profit made up of St. Louisans. One of our biggest supporters of this project, St. Louis County Parks and Recreation System, along with the St. Louis Blues, are all made up of St. Louisans. So we wouldn't do anything that's going to cause harm to the place that all of us call home. And, I don't want to call it NIMBYism. I just would like there to be an appreciation for the fact that everyone in our community deserves the right to get to use our park systems because everybody pays into them. And, oh, by the way, this not-for-profit is the one funding this project and will be responsible for paying the debt on this project because, we're working to build this public-private partnership to bring something to our community that is direly needed because we're so short on ice in the city.
So I have seen the artist renderings of this, and it looks pretty awesome, actually. But one of the complaints that I've seen out there and some of the coverage is that because it's, I guess they refer to it as a multi-story building, I mean, it's not just one story. I don't know if it's three stories or whatever it is, but there's a complaint that it's going to be visible from a lot of the areas out there because it's so flat. Is that something that you've heard as a complaint?
I've heard it as a complaint, and I will assure you that as someone who cycles through that park, and, I'm talking to you right now from 3 miles away from the park because my company is headquartered right here in Maryland Heights. My employees are over at that park. We are doing everything possible to assume the lowest profile and have something that will fit in with our community. Again, we live here. You know, this, we have to live with this and show ourselves up at church, school, wherever we go out and see people, and then they know that we're doing this. So, you know, building a monstrosity inside of one of our jewels is not what we're doing. And I think if folks take the time to look at what's happening, they'll see that the design elements are really to try and help us blend in as much as possible. But at the end of the day, yes, it is a building, and it's there to protect, you know, a sport that can't be done out of doors in this particular area. And, you know, that's what unfortunately is needed to give people the chance to have this form of recreation.
All right, so there was an allegation last night, and you heard a little bit here in the soundbite that I played, that the county officials are not being honest with all of us about the construction. And Sam Page, who's the council chairman, indicated that that was news to him. Now, is there actual construction or is there grading that's going on right there? There's a case to be made from some of the groups that even the grading should not be allowed until that site has finally been approved for development.
So what I would tell folks is, yes, there is a grading project going on today, and that grading project is going to enhance the park, and it's going to enhance this piece of ground that held water, it flooded. And the work that's happening with this project is really about water management and making this area usable. Will that work set up nicely if this project ultimately moves forward? Yes. But at the end of the day, that grading project, if the project doesn't happen, that grading will result in a better element of the park.
But is that project, was that something that was underway before this was even introduced or not?
It was not, but it was for, and what I would point to in these documents I saw people hold up last night, and there's one that was a letter to Carol Comer, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, that was sent on June 6th by Sheila Sweeney from the St. Louis Economic Partnership that specifically spells out the grading project, the fact that there will be no construction of footings, foundations, or anything unique to the project of the ice arena, and even speaks to the ice arena. And the reply from the state of Missouri was, yes, you didn't even need our approval. We give concurrence that you can execute this project and do what you need from this water management project and proceed. And then once you have your approval to move forth with the ice center, then you'll get your permits at that point. And it's unfortunate that folks don't take the time to read what's written down. They will take and interpret as they would like to interpret. But these are documents that exist that folks just did not take the time to read because it didn't support their cause. And it's unfortunate because, you know, we, again, as volunteers, as citizens of the city, you know, we're not going to try and pull a fast one on our friends and family. I mean, the last thing we're all going to do is, you know, be in a place where we're going to try and dupe the county folks that are supporting the project.
What other approval has to take place here in order for this to move forward? So when all said and done here, you have to get the green light from which groups?
So we just need what's called a waiver for the utilization of building an enclosed structure for recreation. And I know it sounds like a lot of legalese, but that is what it is. And it's going to come from the National Park Service after the Missouri Department of Natural Resources offers its opinion on this project. And really what is at issue for some people is the fact that, hey, this is only for outdoor recreational activity, and that's right. And by definition, ice skating and swimming are outdoor recreational activities that the federal government has said can be enclosed inside of parks in order to ensure that people get to use them. So we're just looking for a waiver that says, hey, you guys are not going to have any significant environmental impact on the area, and you're going to add to the outdoor recreation by having this facility. And, you know, both of those boxes, we believe, are very, you know, strongly ticked in the favor of this project.
And I'm an idiot, too. Just let me ask one more question. So is there an outdoor and an indoor rink?
Yes, Mark. There's three indoor sheets and then what we call a covered outdoor sheet.
Got it.
The whole idea behind that is to try and give us here in St. Louis, as my office is being pelted with rain, you know, we want to be able to skate and outside, but, you know, we lose so much to the wet winters here now that you can't be uncovered. But we want to have this outdoor skating area so it can harken back to the days of when all of us got to skate on ponds.
Awesome. All right, Patrick, I appreciate the information and the insight, and keep us posted.
All right, thanks, and ride safely out there, Mark.
Oh, thank you very much. St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation, Patrick's with that, backing that complex. I will tell you this, we invited the opponents and groups that are opposed to this to come on, and we did not hear from them. So just in case you're wondering about that.